Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
We were chatting about these planned €1.5 million toilets in Dublin yesterday on the programme. And John, you got in touch with us with your own kind of dad dilemma. What's your story?
Hi, Andrea. As a dad of three small girls, I just kind of find no matter where I go in public or where we go, there's no toilet facilities for them. So, for example, obviously as a male, I don't want to go in or wouldn't go into the female toilet, but I also don't want to bring them into the male toilets.
What age are they, John?
They are 9, 7, and 5.
Okay, so they're very young. So yeah, you don't want to leave them on their own. But also, you don't want to bring
the fear of letting them into the female toilet and maybe locking themselves into a cubicle or whatever. So what I've been doing is using, be it rightly or wrongly, disabled toilets. Now, that comes with its own fear because I'm obviously conscious there's three of them. We're waiting for a long time and I don't want to be holding up a disabled user for the toilets. So that was just kind of it. But I suppose it all kind of came to a head at the weekend. I've contacted Croke Park about this and it wasn't a complaint in any way, shape or form. It was just a kind of an observation. I had two of the girls had to go to the toilet and when I went out for maybe about 20 minutes, I couldn't find any toilet to access them. I wasn't going to bring them to the male, I wasn't going to bring them to the female, but I couldn't find a disabled toilet at the back of the Hogan stand. So I was in touch with Croke Park, got a really, really helpful member of staff there. She brought me down to the very end of the Hogan stand. We found a female toilet there. She went in, made sure it was empty, said, that's fine, you can go in there, use that. I'll stand outside. And that was it. But it's just something that's happened on numerous occasions.
She was obviously very, very helpful. And maybe it's a situation that's presented itself before. So I suppose I was there myself over the weekend, John. You must have been there maybe on Sunday at some point. But you're right when you say that now, when I think of the toilets in the Hogan stand, it's, you know, you kind of come in, there isn't a door as such, but you come in one area, enter the ladies and out the far side and same for the gents. But there isn't, it's more a family toilet you're looking for, is it? Or a kind of a...
Absolutely.
What would you call it?
Because, I've brought the girls even to watch the Irish football team playing in Tallaght Stadium, and I've obviously preempted what was going to happen in terms of toilets. So I bring a potty with me, and we've left the stadium, and the girls have gone in the boot of the car and then go back into the stadium again, because, again, I don't want to bring them in. Definitely not to a male toilet in a football stadium anyway, but I wouldn't want to bring them into a male toilet anyway.
See, if the potty in the back of the car, in the van...
Yeah, well, not so much now,
but
I would
then,
have, maybe two or three years ago. But even saying that, the youngest is still 5. I mean, she's a junior infant, like. I mean, to expect her or get her to hold her toilet for is it's not really fair,
I don't know what the advice is here. Yeah, and I don't know what the advice is. And perhaps, no doubt, some of our listeners, sure, you can't be the only one in the country with young children faced with this situation. But when I think about it, you know, sometimes in shopping centres, you might have, you know, you kind of have a sort of a toilet, and it's not necessarily a toilet for people with additional needs, but there is a toilet that's kind of a change in facility toilet, or it's sort of a unisex family toilet. But you don't see it in many places or venues.
We have one down here local enough to us, and it would be more of a kind of a feeding room. Now, I'm obviously very conscious. I don't want to walk in on top of someone who's feeding either. Like, as a male, it's like, that's fine. But even even when my wife does bring the girls to the toilets as well, there's 4 of them in order. They don't fit into a cubicle, even in the female toilets.
Yeah. So,
she would do is stand outside with the elder one, let the other two in, and... You know, but I suppose a family toilet would probably be ideal.
Yeah, and it's you don't want them to be, as you said, you know, maybe using the wheelchair accessible toilet either.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's it. Like, I mean, I'm conscious that if we are using it or blocking it up or whatever, but I don't know the alternative because, again, like I said, I'm not going to bring them into the male toilet. You know, there's urinals on the wall, whatever, and fellas are more than entitled to, you know, whatever. But they don't need three little girls walking on top of them either. Like, so,
yeah. And obviously in this case, and over the weekend and at Crow Park, and you met somebody who was able to help you out and was, you know, was accommodating and brought you down to a toilet that isn't used too frequently. I'm sure our listeners are wondering where this toilet is, John. They'll want to know for themselves for again.
But I mean, that toilet, like, if that was a busy day, it was actually the Saturday, it was the day of the Division 3 and Division 4 finals. But if that was a busy day, there's no chance that toilet would have been absolutely packed. Like, it would just happen to be a quieter day in Croke Park. But it was not an issue only in Croke Park.
Listeners got in touch to say this too. Yeah, it's listening to John. It's something that I've noticed with my own friends, that when we are out as couples with young children, it's always the wife that ends up bringing the kids to the toilet, because they say it feels weird otherwise. It puts more pressure on the women and the mothers once again. One listener's observation. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. We want to hear from listeners today. John's looking for advice about this. John, stay with us. Barry Ward is a Fine Gael TD for the Dunleary area. Barry's with us on the line today. Have you ever experienced this, Barry, or have you noticed or observed this?
I have. I'm afraid we have a 2-year-old, so we're not in the position where she'd be going to the toilet on her own. But if nappies need to be changed, there isn't always a facility available, with the view to the fact that the dad might be changing the nappy, even though dads all over Ireland change nappies all the time. So I have on occasion had to go into a cubicle in the women's toilet. I usually ask a member of staff to supervise that, which might sound silly, but I think it's important.
Yeah.
It shouldn't actually happen at all. But I think you have to divide this into different categories. So John is talking there about large venues like that. They should have facilities for families. No two ways about it. You're talking about a lot of space. But if you're dealing with, let's say, a small cafe or a small pub or restaurant, I don't know if it's reasonable to expect them to have the full spectrum of different facilities to cater for everyone, particularly maybe if they don't have many children coming in. And yet, I can think of pubs, restaurants in my area that have big family trade, but still have the baby changing facility in the ladies' bathroom. And that shouldn't be the way it is. Now, I would say two things about that. You know, it's acceptable in a very small cafe to have one unisex accessible bathroom that everybody can use. I must say, I hear what John is saying, but I don't balk at using the accessible toilet if that's where the baby changing facility is. You know, if that's where it is, that's what I'll use. The problem I have is when you have to go into the ladies' toilet. But I think there is also a public policy responsibility on local authorities and government to provide the guidance, but also the funding for small business in particular to provide these facilities. I'd be less worried about hotels or airports or stadiums and things like that. But for small business, I think they need help to make sure they provide the facilities that people need in the way that they should be provided.
What is the protocol actually around using a wheelchair accessible toilet in that situation, like John? Should plenty more getting in touch actually, who do the same, I should say.
Well, I mean, if the changing table is in the accessible toilet, you don't really have a choice. So I'm thinking of lots of places in the Dunleary area where that is the case, including supermarkets, hotels, restaurants, where you go into the accessible toilet. I don't think there's any problem with that. The planning rules and building standards and things like that require there to be accessible toilets, but they don't require anything more than that. So it doesn't prevent a restaurant or a bar.
But if the baby changing facilities, just for the sake of argument here, are in the ladies, can John and all the others getting in touch by text, can they use the accessible toilet then?
Well, I think it's bad practice to do that, to be perfectly honest with you. If you should be using the baby changing facilities, because if you're going into an accessible toilet and there's no baby changing facility there, where are you changing the baby? If there isn't a wall-mounted fold-down table, and remember, that has to be done properly because it has to take the weight of the child and it'll usually give you a guidance of how heavy a child you can put on and things like that. If you don't have that, I certainly would never change the child, for example, on a toilet or something like that. You couldn't do that. So I would go wherever the baby changing table is or the facility is, if there is one. It should never be in the ladies' toilet, in my view. And you would think that in anywhere that has been done in recent years, renovated or built in the last couple of years, you would expect it to be outside either the men's or ladies' toilets. And I equally don't think the answer is to put one in each. And yet I can think of places that have been done up relatively recently that still have the changing facility in the women's toilet. And as John says, it's not fair on fathers to have to go into the women's toilet to change the children. It's certainly not fair on the women who have to use those toilets. And it's not fair on the child either. So it is something I think we need to agree on as a community, that it shouldn't happen. And we need to also facilitate public areas that they can do what they have to do.
Now, listener says, I was outside the ladies at the Aviva waiting on my 8-year-old daughter, and a female steward told me that I was allowed to use the wheelchair accessible toilet 100%. Another listener says, since becoming a parent, I've actually been shocked by the lack of restaurants with changing tables at all. It was something that I never thought of before, and now I find myself actually ringing places in advance before we go there to check what they have. Have you ever done that, John? Like, would you ever ring ahead or ring in advance and query it, or do you just maybe wait till you get there?
No, not at all. But even just in, I don't know, getting bogged down and changing tables. Like, I mean, my girls, they don't need to be changed. I'm talking about 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 5-year-olds, 7-year-olds, 9-year-olds who need to use a proper toilet. But I don't want to let them in on their own because they're too small. And obviously, I'm not going to bring them into the men's cubicle with me. So that's where we're getting. It's not that they need to be changed. I mean, like, I mean, I've changed them in the boot of the car at times or whatever. Like, you know, that's just is what it is. But I wouldn't mind using the changing facilities in a disabled toilet. But this actual query is not to do with changing tables. It's to do with junior infants, first class and third class, having to use a normal toilet, but not having a family actual. You know, I don't want to be bringing them into the male toilet to use it.
Listener, you know, says, this texter here, John, says, I'm a male single parent. I have three daughters and one son. My solution is to bring the children into the male toilets and use the cubicle. But then you don't want, you were saying you didn't want to bring them into the gents. There's three.
Well, I've been
three,
in gents. I know.
Exactly, the three girls, I mean. I mean the three daughters.
Exactly.
Steve is on the line. Steve, you're a dad as well. What's, have you advice for John about how to handle this?
Well, with, I mean, John is unfortunately, my heart goes out to him. Like, he really is doing what he has to do. I mean, as you said, from potties in the boot to side of the road to change it. And that is shocking. And the only solution to this is family bathrooms, like special family, like dedicated family bathrooms. Like, we were able to change the law here in the country. So that every new build had to have a downstairs toilet, for example. That was years ago. If the law stated that every new build, business or whatever, had to have something in the plans drawn up to fit something like this, and I mean things like food businesses, you know, places where you would come, you could know you could drop in to change your child or just to bring them to a bathroom. Because it's not just about changing babies. Like, John's problems are all, like, when you're toilet training a toddler and you're out with them, you have to get them to a toilet immediately or you're going to have an accident somewhere. And if there's no facility for that, it's shocking. I shudder to think of the stress John was going through, not only missing 20 minutes of the match, but trying to find, when your kid's going, but I really need to go. Can you imagine running around like that? And it is down, very simply, it's down to the fact that there needs to be, you know, local authorities need to take responsibility. Money does need to be made available, but more importantly, it needs to be legislated, because otherwise people just won't do it.
Is that, you're the government TD here, Barry Ward. Is that likely to change then?
Well, I think it's something that needs to be done at local authority level, but probably controlled centrally by government. The only thing I'd say is there is a whole range of facilities that need to be made available, and that goes from ordinary toilets to accessible toilets to family toilets to changing places as well. So you'll often have people who have severe mobility issues that need a hoist, for example, in the toilets, and that's a battle that we've been fighting in Dunleary to provide greater access to what are called changing places for people with more severe accessibility issues. The only thing I'd say in relation to what Stephen was saying there was that I would be reluctant to put in place a set of rules that will require a very small business, maybe a cafe that only has 4 or 5
tables.
No,
but new builds of public buildings, though. Like, that's different to the local coffee shop.
Yes, but I suppose you could have a new build with a small coffee shop in it. There is a difference between, let's say, Aviva or Tala or Lansdowne or Croke Park. Big, big centres, they should have the full range. No two ways about it. But then you're getting down to smaller and smaller business. The cost of doing business is already high. And we need to make sure that you're not in a situation where you can't open the cafe you want to open because you can't provide a particular level of toilet facility. But the answer to that possibly is one toilet that has all the range of facilities that are needed, whether that is for family.
Well, it's accessible and has the changing table, exactly. And then it can be male and female, and that might solve the whole lot. Family toilets would be ideal, says this texter. Also, sinks and soap dispensers that have a lower section as well, because washing toddlers' hands is difficult when you have to lift them up to do so. See, this is where it starts now. The list will go on and on. This listener was in Tokyo last year, and every public male toilet had a baby changing and family-friendly facility everywhere they went. It was great to see. Takes the pressure off the dads who are out on their own with the children. John, thanks a million for getting in touch, for raising the issue with us today. Fine Gael TD, Barry Ward, Steve Cummins there as well. Email if you ever want to join us. Lunchtime Live, newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on Newstalk. Conversation that counts.